that directly in there with pictures over it. What is that called? A piece of furniture?
That's what we call a chest of drawers.
Okay, and right over against this wall where you can't see it, but has a mirror over it, is the
dresser.
Okay. And all of these things we've been talking about are pieces of
furniture.
Okay. In some of the older houses, I don't believe you have them, but some of the older houses, these things that you pull it on to cover up a window down on the lower.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and what do you call these that you hold?
These are called Venetian blinds.
Okay. The place in the bedroom where you keep your clothes hanging up.
That's what we refer to as a clothes closet.
Mm-hmm.
Or closet.
Okay. What about in the older houses where they had one of these items that wasn't built in? You could move it around.
Yeah, they speak out of it as a wardrobe.
Okay. Up in the second floor, up under the room where you store things.
We refer to it as the attic.
Okay. Now, in the kitchen, or what do you call that room in there?
Yeah, we refer to it as the kitchen.
Okay.
Kitchen and breakfast room combined.
Okay. What furniture would you have in there?
It'd be a dining table, or a kitchen table, and chairs.
Okay.
And of course, you'd have the stove and the refrigerator and dishwasher,
okay,
and sink, and the usual things.
Okay. What about, have you ever seen these old houses that had outdoor kitchens?
A separate kitchen. I've seen them where you go out of the main part of the house to what we call a breezeway now.
Uh-huh.
And then there'd be a kitchen on the other side of the breezeway, completely detached from the other part of the house except for the breezeway.
Why was that?
Well, I don't know exactly whether that was a question of trying to get the smell of the cooking away from the rest of your house or not, but some of the old log houses I've noticed had the kitchen across from a breezeway,
mm-hmm,
in separate from the rest of the house.
Okay.
It might have been in slave times where they had Negro cooks that would cook the meals, and maybe they wanted to put them off to themselves.
You ever hear the term summer kitchen?
Summer kitchen? I don't believe I have.
I heard it down in Alabama the other day. It's the first time I think I've ever heard it.
That's the first time I've ever heard it. Summer kitchen.
I still don't know what it is. I was in an old house, and there was a room that looked like a sun porch to me. Well, on the back of the house, had windows all the way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what is this? And the woman told me, well, this used to be a summer kitchen.
Summer kitchen.
And, I don't know whether they had all those windows in there so they could open them all up and get cool in the summertime or what.
That could have been before air conditioning.
What is a pantry?
A pantry is usually a room, a small closet like, in your kitchen, or connected with your kitchen for putting groceries, storing them away. Usually we speak out of this pantry.
Okay. What would you, in some of your auction work, if you've got some worthless furniture or some old tools that aren't in your account or some furniture that's old but it's not old enough to be antique, you just call it just...
We just refer to it, we never use the word junk because that's a bad word in auction.
Okay.
We usually say it's antique if it's real old. If it's not antique, well, it's old enough to be antique. We try to give it that impression because it brings more money.
But you never say...
We never say junk.
Okay.
We may speak of items too numerous to mention.
Yeah.
But we never call them anything else.
Items too numerous to mention, just another name.
Yeah, that's right. But you never use the word junk.
Okay. If